And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of January, 2025. January 14th is Feast of the Ass Day. The Feast of the Ass honors all of the Bible's donkeys, particularly the one who transported Jesus and his family to Egypt following his birth. The Feast of the Ass, or Festum Asinorum in Latin, is a Christian holiday feast that was originally celebrated in France. The holiday fell out of favor with Catholic Church leadership and disappeared in the 15th century. Donkeys are wonderful animals. They can significantly differ in size. They can be a mere 26 inches or as tall as 68 inches. A donkey's digestive system utilizes over 95% of what they consume. In the desert, a donkey's bray carries about 60 miles. Donkeys have the ability to see all four of their feet at once. A donkey is more powerful than a horse of similar size. In biblical times, donkeys were a symbol of peace. The prophet Zechariah foretold Jesus arriving in Jerusalem riding on a donkey. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, kind and riding upon a donkey." And today is the birthday of Albert Schweitzer, born on this day in 1875. Albert Schweitzer was a German and French polymath from Alsace. He was a theologian, organist, musicologist, writer, humanitarian, philosopher, physician, and a Lutheran minister. He received the 1952 Nobel Peace Prize for his philosophy of reverence for life. His philosophy was expressed in many ways, but most famously in founding and sustaining a hospital in what is now Gabon, Africa. Schweitzer wrote about his childhood, "I used to suffer particularly because the poor animals must endure so much pain and want. The sight of an old limping horse being dragged along by one man while another man struck him with a stick, he was being driven to the Colmar slaughterhouse, haunted me for weeks. Another time, a friend proposed we kill birds with a sling. This was a horrible proposal, but I dared not refuse for fear he would laugh at me. So we came to a tree which was still bare and on which the birds were singing out gaily in the morning without any fear of us. Then stooping over, my companion placed a pebble in the leather of his sling and stretched it. Obeying his peremptory glance, I did the same with frightful twinges of conscience, vowing firmly that I would shoot when he did. At that very moment, the church bells began to sound, mingling with the song of the birds in the sunshine. It was the warning bell that came a half hour before the main bell. For me, it was a voice from heaven. I threw the sling down, scaring the birds away so that they were safe from my companion's sling, and fled home. And ever afterwards, when the bells of Holy Week ring out amidst the leafless trees in the sunshine, I remember with moving gratitude how they rang into my heart at that time the commandment, thou shalt not kill." And here is a reading for today from Numbers chapter 22. "Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the Moabite officials. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her to get her back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path through the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat her with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?' Balaam answered the donkey, You have made a fool of me. If only I had my sword in my hand, I would kill you right now. The donkey said to Balaam, Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you? No, he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared her. Numbers chapter 22. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that God loves animals.